Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Another Transites the Dust.
Woo!
That is courtesy of No Clue.
But who did it?
No Clue.
Oh, wow. Got us again. No Clue on the Discord.
I like that you gave up on it. I feel like who's on first works better if after the second time.
Who's on first? Who? Forget it. I know who you're talking about. Who? Never mind.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn.
That just be so.
It's two lines long.
Just a great series of videos. Very well-known bits, but you just bail on them so early.
Like realistic versions where the person's like, oh, who? Oh, damn.
Right.
I was confused there for a second.
The family comes in and they say they're auditioning for the show, and it's called The Aristocrats.
All right. State of the Union. It's all anyone's talking about right now.
Or not talking about. Or talking about, like, what wasn't talked about.
I might just be on this, trying not to be swayed by my own take ahead of the State of the Union, that nobody gives a shit about states of the Union anymore. But in the aftermath of the State of the Union, it does feel like it didn't happen. Like there's stuff on the front page of the New York Times, I guess, but it's not like, I don't know. It just feels like I didn't could have easily missed it.
And who can blame you when there's like an actual conflict happening, like real shit happening on the other side of the planet, and you're like, this guy's just
Lakers.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
boy. don't blame me, though. I feel like there's that. And also because he didn't say, look, like we were saying, if you're going to announce something actually, interesting, say something that's going to help people, especially working people, then, yeah, maybe that would have been something. But a lot of it was him just sort of clarifying the U.S.'s position on Ukraine. Then being like, what if we gave you little bits and bobs of Build Back Better? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do it like that.
The BBBBB. Bits and bobs of Build Back Better.
Exactly. Got to keep it alliterative.
Well, I know my girl MTG and Lauren Boebert were trying to bring some of that world wrestling entertainment energy to the show.
I'm surprised they didn't have fucking signs like they were actually at a WWE like fucking show.
Yeah, because they were standing up and heckling and turning around and that was what's wild to me is that like it does feel like the sort of thing you like see trending and everybody's talking about when you know the open white supremacist in Congress starts shouting at the president during the State of the Union. Like in the past, the most we got was somebody saying "You lie," and everybody being like, "What? Shut the fuck up, man!"
Right.
This time she was, you know, heckling throughout. She was doing director's commentary
and was booed, you know, pretty quickly. Yeah. Even like Republicans are like, "Yo, shut the fuck up!" Like. So on some level, the olds of the Congress still believe in, you know, decorum on some level, especially when you're like talking about like your son who died and you're talking about like their service, like in the military and like being near burn pits and then like, blah, 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 like, yo, shut up really quick. Sorry about that. Joe, go on. We'll slam you after this is over like polite Republicans do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still can't get anytime I think too long about Marjorie Taylor Greene, I can't not think of what she thinks a pull-up looks like. But that's,
oof.
You know, that's like a distraction. I shouldn't care that much about that, but I feel for the bulging discs in her back.
It, but you know, her pull-up form is kind of like, it sums up the mentality of like right-wing conservative, like, you know, super right-wing people, which is like, yeah, maybe everyone else says this is absolutely the incorrect way of doing something, even experts, but it's how I do it. And therefore, it's right. And I don't mind putting it on the internet because I am the main character.
Yeah. Like if somebody were to create a interpretive dance wherein the thesis was fuck your science, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene's pull-ups would be the human body in motion version of that sentiment.
Right. And in that context, it would have been like a Cirque du Soleil dance performance that might have like moved people like in a different setting. And like the way she convulses shows like the absolute pushback.
So violent.
But yeah. When she's just out here being like, and this is why I'm strong. You're like, okay, we get it. Also, no mention, as AOC pointed out too, no mention of student debt relief.
Damn.
We're just kicking that can down the road until May 1st, and then we'll see what happens again. But like, my God, were you not talking out loud about that on your way to the White House? And you're not even like, oh yeah, about that. I think all right, we'll get to it later.
Haven't they made like reverse progress on that? Didn't they say that they were gonna not relieve the student debt?
I mean, so far, I mean, yeah, the most was like, okay, they said we weren't. They're like, okay, actually, we'll extend the moratorium till May 1st. We'll pause it till then. And then we'll see. Will there be developments? Will they realize that you can't just keep, I don't know. Like, when you look at the significant amount of people who would benefit from it, it's like, this wins, but whatever.
Bullet Train just dropped for anybody needing a distraction. Mm-hmm. This, which I think is everyone. A new actioner starring Brad Pitt, sorry, yeah. Dad, and a bunch of other, like Bad Bunny, Paperboy, I think is in there, couple other people. It has all the trappings of a movie. I would be like, yeah, okay, but it also feels like it needs something like a vision behind it, like that, you know. This is the sort of thing that you usually see come with, like, from the director that brought you this, like, exciting movie.
Right.
And it's from the director of Deadpool 2, which is not, I don't know. I guess I didn't think that that was, I was expecting a respected auteur like Mick G or something like that, you know?
Well, I mean, also did he direct Atomic Blonde too?
Oh, okay.
That's why the stunts are very John Wick
stunt guy.
Director. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now I'm back on board.
You're back, baby.
I was like, they should have given it to somebody like the stunt guy from John Wick.
Yeah, I mean, just from like the little fight choreography.
The first John Wick, right?
I think so. And then I know he did like the second one, and that's how he, like after Atomic Blonde, they're like, yeah, okay, this they do good action stuff. We like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like Sanada Hiroyuki's in it, like a few other, you know, Japanese actors too. I was like, okay, look at them. Again, right. It looks fun.
Looks fun? Yeah.
I don't know. Makes me miss the fuck out of Japan, though. I can't, like, I just want to go back. But it's hard. Yeah. It's hard right now.
Uncredited director of John Wick, then Atomic right. Blonde, then Deadpool 2, then Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw. This man's out here putting together a career of action movies that
yeah.
I hear very mixed things on. So, but like the people who like Atomic Blonde or Hobbs and Shaw really seem to like it, and vice versa. Well, I'm going to keep an eye on that one. Target is trending because, this is like some good news. Target said this week it would lift hourly wages for workers in distribution centers and stores to a range of $15 to $24 an hour, depending on location and position. The total investment will amount to $300 million. That's huge.
That's it. Only, I believe, didn't they do something like $100 billion in, like, they did something crazy, like really out ridiculous in the last few years, but their revenues keep growing and you're like, yo, $300 million ain't shit.
Right.
Compared to what you fucking make. And that, I was like, I was interesting to see that number put in. You know what I mean? Because typically you just say, you'll hear headlines or read headlines where it says, oh, yeah, they're going to be raising wages, and not actually quantifying that it's an investment of this X amount of dollars. Because that really helps put into perspective that you're like, you have all this leftover fucking money on the side to go to everybody else, but you can't even chip off a little bit there, $300 million, to keep the people that are making you the fucking money, putting them in a place of somewhat prosperity.
The thing that really shocked me about this news is that their stock price actually seems to have gone up, which usually the stock market is like, what is this hippie bullshit?
They got hit when they said they wouldn't raise prices already. I think that's when the real scummy, like, I mean, anybody who's like, you know, a shareholder there and demanding answers is scummy, but it seemed like there was more upset feelings when they said, they're like, I don't know if we need to be raising prices right now. And they're like, what the fuck? Everyone else is. You guys are doomed.
But like, we don't need to.
But you can. But everyone else is, and you can, and you can squeeze people for every cent they got until they're completely destitute. And then they'll go to our competitors. Actually, no, that's an interesting idea. Okay, maybe.
The inflation thing that we've kind of talked about over the past 6 months, that like the conventional wisdom was like, inflation's happening because Democrat and too many giveaways. And it turned, I told you I was in trouble, Miles.
There it is. Had an almond.
And that's always a dangerous game before I start recording. Anyways, it turns out all the CEOs just decided they could raise prices and are like just soaking up any excess money that people have and then reporting record profits and saying fuck everything. So anyways, cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Target. That Target's like, what if a corporation decided to like be the good guy?
I mean, they're smart in that they're getting in front of it. You know, like, I don't know how many real benevolent, gigantic retail outfits are out there in this country that are truly motivated to be like, no, man, we got to really rethink how this whole thing works.
Right.
We really got to show the workers that that they're part of this and they should share in the spoils of it all. But I don't know. It just seems like, because even their press release around it was like, you know, these are the people like who help us achieve our goals. It only makes sense to reinvest in them. So
yeah,
I don't know, but
can't believe the stock market didn't just go
fuck you, Target. which I'm sure some people did, but yeah, great. We'll you know, you love to see it. So let's see more now. I mean, it should. They should just be like, our minimum wage is now $24.
Yeah,
high.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk Girl Scout cookies, Ron DeSantis, and the thing on everyone's mind. The Cola Wars have reached a new level. Yeah. Starlight v. Nitro.
Sounds
whoever
like a terrible,
wins, we all lose.
Terrible wrestling match.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. So parents and Girl Scout leaders are reporting that Girl Scouts are being harassed while selling cookies.
Yeah.
It's not shocking to me just based on like where we find ourselves. It seems like America collectively is going through some shit just generally based on those videos of people who have to be like, you know, tied up on planes and shit.
Right.
But it's... yeah, it's scary and weird and a scary place to be as a civilization.
When you sell Girl Scout cookies, you kind of have to be in a place where everybody is. You can't just be like, I'm going to be at this thing that specifically appeals to one certain political ideology. It's like, it's a supermarket, right? Like most of the time. And everybody goes to a supermarket. And I think that's when they're seeing more things where people are either coming up to them. They said, girls as young as five have been lectured for selling unhealthy food or getting upset over the cookies' high prices. Why are you haggling with a child over price? This is not, you're not in some like bazaar in another country and you're like, I don't want to pay that much for a maraca. That's just too much. It's a fucking, this is a charitable endeavor and also training for them to be salespeople. But the other thing is they've also, quote, been berated over a conspiracy theory falsely linking Girl Scouts to Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
So you got it all. You got the woo-woo, high fructose corn syrup poison set that's like, this, y'all should be ashamed over how much they cost. You know how much they used to cost when I was your age, group of people. And then the straight up conspiracy theorists too. So,
yeah, tough times for Girl Scouts.
I think
humans of all time.
It says a lot though when you have adults pulling up to 5 year olds.
Yeah.
Like you really don't know how anything works. Like I don't even know when I would ever be like, hold on, man, I need this 5 year old to be held accountable.
Yeah. I feel like it's just they have all this anger being held down and it's coming out on the thing that doesn't scare them, that they feel like they can unleash it on.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And what better than a shivering in fear child who's just trying to sell you tagalongs?
DeSantis, we always got to check in with this man, potentially the future president of these United States, speaking at University of South Florida, asked some students to take their darn masks off.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I think we'll talk about it on the show. We're currently like in a moment where the rhetoric really not matching the data at all. And in this instance, it's clear that Ron DeSantis like absolutely just wants like people to forget that there's a pandemic. So this is him right before he takes like a lectern in front of some university students.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
Damn, he was pissed too.
Tell the black students, take those masks off.
Honestly, COVID rates haven't
disproportionately affected your community. Take those stupid things. Then he turns around like they were Dr. Fauci or some shit. Like, ha! Oh,
right.
God, golly.
I mean, this is just more right-wing assholes punching down. They just, this is who they bully. The bullyable, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely. Young kids. What a fucking asshole. Truly,
it's interesting.
Yeah, people need to check that clip out if you don't see it. Because his body language is everything.
Yeah, he really looks like they're trying to fuck his whole life up by wearing masks. Because they're like, I don't know, I don't feel comfortable without wearing it in this situation. Also, bro, you're like so reckless with your life. I don't know where you've been. But it's interesting that he said the COVID theater, right? Because I feel like that was, there's this thing, there's always like this like, now I don't know where exactly it came from, but I felt like I would see more mainstream media outlets that aren't necessarily like Fox News, but more like Slate or the Daily Beast or things like that, say like right on the topic of COVID theater, right? Of like, why are we disinfecting all this stuff? Like when it doesn't need to be, like, it's just all theatrical for us to feel safer, and makes like decent points of like, if it's actually not needed, then what's the point?
Right.
But then that gets co-opted where Republicans like, we're like, have you heard, they say this thing, COVID theater, when they talk about that, like, okay, let's use that, but apply that now to people just trying to protect themselves. Not about how it's about over using cleaners and things like that when they're not necessary, to just say, you're wearing a mask, that's COVID theater. They do nothing. Mm-hmm. Even though the science does, it absolutely says they do a lot.
It's interesting because it's also like the clip really illustrates the difference between like the modern Republican and like what a politician used to be. Like I could see a politician, like a Republican, early 2000s, in the same scenario, like turning it into a joke, but like saying it jokingly, but meaning it, but like being able to pull it off. But he like gets all huffy with the kids and it's
They're like, dude, your fucking stepdad, Ron, sucks, man. Yeah, the fuck was that about?
Man?
Why is he all stressed out when he gets home from work and just like takes it out on you?
I mean, I wanted to push right past this and get to the thing everybody's really talking about, but, you know, can't you, you have to watch this clip. But we do want to talk about, the thing on everyone's mind, Coca-Cola Starlight versus Pepsi Nitro.
Yeah. I think Pepsi Nitro, I think.
Sorry, Nitro Pepsi. Misspoke.
Nitro Pepsi.
Yeah.
Whoops. Sorry, Nitro Pepsi. Yeah, everyone's got new things out. I think with the Pepsi one, I'm more interested in Starlight because I have no idea what the fuck those words mean when connected with Coca-Cola. But Nitro Pepsi is basically nitrogen infused Pepsi, you know, like Guinness, or, you know, you see like nitro infused cold brew and shit like that. But that the rating or the reviews seem to be beyond lackluster.
The takeout Nitro Pepsi undermines the purpose of soda. So there's just no fizz, you know, that's Guinness is its own like separate beverage almost, because it is.
Yeah.
Tastes like a flat beer, but it also tastes like you're drinking a loaf of very, very filling bread when you drink it. So it's like there's something there. It's to the experience. That's why it's been around for over a century. But like, this is not what people, I don't think, want from soda.
No, but
possibly.
And I just get that out of the way because I just need you to tell me about Starlight Coca-Cola.
Now this, on the other hand, friends, is what not just we want from a soda, but what we want from humankind. Coca-Cola has released a product called Starlight. It seems like these came out of similar marketing meetings where they're like, we gotta like come up with the future of soda because people are realizing that it's bad for you. Coca-Cola Starlight, described thusly: its taste includes additional notes reminiscent of stargazing around a campfire, as well as a cooling sensation that evokes the feeling of a cold journey to space. I added the question mark. So
what? It tastes like wood ash.
It's very, very interesting. Like, it seems like they're trying to be impressionistic and like poetic.
Let's be real. You're selling a product that you don't need to do all this with. I bought fucking gallons of Surge, that green soda from the 90s, just because you had a commercial with a bunch of teenagers out in the streets being like, Surge!
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, good enough for me.
They used to know what they were doing, but the person from the takeout who reviewed it said it just tastes like cotton candy Coke. Like, that's kind of the vibe.
Oh.
It's like got a reddish color to it. Has, you know, cotton candy, when you eat it, doesn't taste like this, but cotton candy flavoring is usually like a less tart berry flavoring, you know? And I don't know. He's like, it's not good.
Yeah.
Certainly not the future of soda, nay the human race.
And can't we like accept in certain arenas, like we've hit peak this thing?
Yeah, no, we cannot.
We're not going to go past soda.
We cannot, friend.
I guess that's the cool part of capitalism.
Yeah. I mean, like,
what's the future of bottled water?
The Pepsi logo redesign is a great example. These products that keep coming out that are like trying to invent the next thing. Like the number of IQ points that are being, not IQ points, because IQ test is fucking bullshit and problematic, but you know. People who believe in the
brain
IQ
power
test and think they have a huge IQ, probably. And people, like the number of Ivy League tuition dollars that are being poured into just like trying to sell people Pepsi and Coca-Cola products, and just complete absence of any value to society. This always is just such a great example of, you know, where we went wrong, how right. you're going wrong. Yeah, we're fucked. We're fucked.
Anyway, this episode brought to you by Nitro Pepsi.
Yeah, it's actually really good. You guys, check it out.
It's actually really good. And the Starlight, too. Pretty cool. It reminds me of summer camp.
Yeah, it's I don't know if you've ever, like, had the experience of drinking the actual fucking Cosmos, but it's a little bit like that.
I have. I was on psilocybin, though.
Right.
That's where I feel like that's the only way you can go with shit like this, right? Like, most people drink because they're thirsty, ooh. And all you give them is a flavor.
I wonder if Coca-Cola Starlight marks the... Sorry, did I interrupt you?
No, I'm just saying add psilocybin to this shit, and then I'll be right. like, this might be the future of drinks.
I wonder if Coca-Cola Starlight marks the... like advent of psychedelics, because like now there's a bunch of articles and like magazines that, you know, people who like have, you know, top 10% percenters read that are about like how all the rich and like cool people are doing psychedelics now. I wonder if this is like we're starting to see the extremely whack result of right. that is like just shitty watered down like brands right. of soda that,
so like all those tech people who are microdosing in like 2014-15 like right. this is we're on the other side of that, and I'm like, and now this is what they're coming up with.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Quirtle. like all right, well, those are the things that are trending on yep. this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the yep. show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, yep. don't do nothing about nope. white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye
bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.